Step 5. Аудиозапись номер 47 к заданию 1. Listen to the interview with the journalist and do the task from your textbook.
The guest of our studio today is Mr. George Clover, a well-known British journalist with whom I'd like to discuss the problem of globalization. Hello, Mr. Clover, and welcome.
Thank you.
It seems that nowadays American culture is everywhere. How can you explain the fact?
In the first place, this worldwide spread of American culture is the result of the process of globalization in trade.
What do you mean? Could you be more specific?
Well, North America itself is a large and wealthy territory. US corporations are doing very well at home, but they have already succeeded in winning markets practically everywhere in the world.
That's true. And yet, how has it happened?
It is worth noticing that in such areas as entertainment, fast food and fizzy drinks, such as Coca-Cola and Pepsi, the US was the first in the field. The same can be said about the development of music recording technologies.
Oh, yes. The US was ahead of any other country in these areas. It is even truer for moving pictures. Hollywood movies and jazz music have easily become exportable around the world.
They have, haven't they? So we can say that much of American culture's success appears to lie in the fact that American corporations are wealthy and that they were the first in a number of fields.
I see. But how have they continued to dominate?
One answer to this question lies in the fact that people associate the United States with wealth and success. The idealized view of America as the land of the freedom, where the streets are paved with gold, lives on.
You mean to say that when people buy American products, they feel that they buy a little of the country's glamour, don't you?
Absolutely so. Wherever you live and however much you earn, wearing Calvin Klein jeans makes you look like a wealthy Westerner. And then American culture is also easy to understand. It is fairly simple and can be appreciated by everyone. American TV shows and movies rarely have unhappy endings. Like hamburgers and ice cream milkshakes, American entertainment provides us with simple pleasures. It seems likely that US dominance will increase still further.